All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And our guest is Mr. Max Richmond. He is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Hey, Max, how you doing, my friend? It's always good to hear from you.
I'm doing great. How are you, Earl?
I'm doing just fine, Max.
Good.
When you call, there's something that's in the works that people in this country should be leery of. And you know, we just had you on several weeks ago, but Ron Johnson did what Ron Johnson does. And all I thought about when Ron Johnson made the statements that he made, you know, about the fact that Social Security and Medicare needs to be rethought, relooked at each year, I thought about you. Let's talk about what's going on.
You know, I read news accounts of the senator's comments about Social Security, and you know, out of respect for the office, I thought, well, he's misinformed, but he really doesn't know what he's talking about. To be blunt about it, Social Security is not an entitlement. You know that.
You're right.
Most people know that. It's an earned benefit. And that is a very important distinction between something that is an earned benefit and something that's an entitlement. People that are working know that they're making a contribution. It's withheld out of their paycheck every time they get paid to the Social Security program. They're buying insurance for disability, survivor benefits, children's benefits, and yes, for retirement when they reach eligibility age. So, you know, the fact that he characterizes this program, and he should know better, as something other than an earned benefit, that tells me he really doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to Social Security. And can you imagine? You know how hard it is to get anything through the Congress these days. If we had to start each year and reinvent Social Security and get it approved and get it adequately funded, people would be waiting on pins and needles for the Congress to act to see if they're going to get their Social Security benefit check. So it's about one of the worst ideas that's come along when it comes to Social Security in a long time. And as I said, he really should know better. He's been in the Senate now for a couple of terms. He should know better.
So Max, why would a guy who's fighting for his political life not understand that this is something that the timing couldn't be worse? If ever there was the bad time to even say this, is it again, as you just stated, you said because he doesn't know any better? He's got to be more politically savvy than that. Yeah. Shouldn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know him, but the fact that he would make that kind of a comment, and you're right, you know, he's running for re-election. My understanding that he may be the most vulnerable incumbent Republican senator running for re-election this November. So, you know, you would think people around him would at least tell him, you know, you ought to be really careful when you start talking about Social Security, because guess what? Seniors vote in huge numbers, and that's going to be critical in November in his reelection. So, you know, our job, and thanks to you, we get a chance to magnify our view, is to let people know he's wrong about this. I haven't seen any ads about it, but I imagine you'll see them soon out there. But he's wrong. This program was created in 1935. Everybody that's ever been eligible to receive benefits has received them on time, in full. So the program has to be updated, and you and I have talked about some of the changes that have to be made. There have been no major changes for nearly 50 years, so it's time to upgrade the program, but to put it out in the legislative process every year to reinvent it, that's a huge mistake.
So Ron Johnson is feeling the heat already. A spokesperson for Johnson's office quickly clarified that the senator was not suggesting putting Medicare and Social Security on the chopping block, according to a report by The Hill. Instead, it would mean the programs are up for reevaluation annually. What is the difference?
Well, there is no. That's a difference without a distinction. If you, and he's not alone, by the way. His fellow colleague, Senator Scott, Rick Scott of Florida, who also ought to know better, he has a plan, and this is a senator that's in charge of electing and reelecting Republicans to the Senate. He has a plan that Social Security, Medicare, other programs should be what he calls sunsetted. In other words, they end every 5 years, and we start all over again to see if we're going to reauthorize them, change them. But they're sunsetted, and that's a kind of a fancy way of saying the program ends unless the Congress acts and the president signs legislation to keep them going. It's a pattern. You know, it's a pattern of undermining and attacking the Social Security program. And it's these two senators, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. He has a plan that's been out there for a couple of years, and he calls it the Trust Act. Sounds good, right? Trust? That sounds like a good thing. What his plan would do is he would set up a special committee, a trust committee, to look at changes to Social Security and Medicare, expedite the process, sidestep the way things are usually done through committee work and legislation, allow for a plan to change, and I think when he talks about changing it, he's talking about cutting it, cutting the program, no amendments allowed, no public input, no hearing process, and it's another way to undermine the program. This is not new. I'm sure you remember when President Bush was reelected. I remember it very well when he was reelected in 2004. We were sitting in our conference room, the staff and I, and he, the day after he was reelected, he came out to the podium, and first words out of his mouth was, "I've been reelected. I have a mandate. And I'm going to use that to privatize Social Security." Remember that?
Yes.
Traveled all over the country, 30 town hall meetings in 30 days to privatize Social Security. That plan collapsed. Could not even get a vote on that plan in the Congress. And he had a Republican House of Representatives at that time. But so I'm just saying this. These proposals keep surfacing, and they often sound kind of innocuous, you know, privatize, sunset these programs, the Trust Act, reevaluate. Your senator, Ron Johnson, has talked about reevaluate these programs every year. The bottom line is we're going to cut benefits. We're determined to cut benefits. And we have some fancy ways of talking about it.
So Max, before I need to introduce my co-host on Mondays and Fridays, Sandy Williams, and what Sandy Williams constantly talks about is the dangers of the safety net being taken away in this country. Sandy?
I do think Social Security and Medicare should be and probably are in a way political third rails, and that there's so many people dependent on them that do vote that, as President Bush found out when he tried to think that the 401k could replace the Social Security benefits. But we do have a problem with Social Security, and that is that while it was set up to be talked about like it was a fund, it wasn't set aside like a trust fund, and it didn't accumulate money, so that FICA has been used on an ongoing basis to generate the cash revenue necessary to pay out Social Security. But then the cash that was derived from that, that was in excess, was essentially used by the federal government to defray its other cash requirements. So we do face the prospect going forward of FICA having to be increased materially in order to support Social Security payments. So I'd be interested in how we do that and what is the process.
Max, hold the thought. Yes. Got to go to the break. 844-967-2789, my guess is Max Richmond. We'll be right back.